This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Biden will take a rare step tonight as he looks to deepen U.S. involvement in two bloody foreign conflicts. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
For just the second time, the president will deliver a primetime address from the Oval Office, where he will argue the U.S. is obligated to help both Ukraine and Israel and will publicly lobby lawmakers to give both more money. The White House is expected to unveil a formal funding request tomorrow, likely to be around $100 billion over the next year. That includes funds for both Taiwan and managing the southern border migrant flow. The hope is combining all those issues into one bill will help get it through Congress. But there are steep challenges, including a House in chaos and opposition on both sides of the political spectrum to aiding both Ukraine and Israel. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Pentagon spokesperson Brigadier General Patrick Ryder said on Thursday that during the past 2 weeks, the U.S. has been flying military support for Israel, including two Iron Dome missile defense systems it had previously purchased, and a number of artillery, ammunition, and other categories of critical equipment will be flown over to Israel in the following days.
This assistance is comprised of capabilities requested by Israel to include precision-guided munitions, such as joint direct attack munitions, small diameter bombs, 155mm artillery ammunition, and other categories of critical equipment.
Iron Dome was developed by state-owned Rafael Advanced Defense Systems with U.S. backing to counter rocket fire from Lebanon that hit Israeli towns during the 2006 war with Hezbollah and from Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, where Hamas Islamists took control in 2007. It became operational in 2011. For additional stories,